Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's now Wednesday night, and we're going to explore the Word to God together in our Wednesday night Bible study. I'm your host, Diane Adams. Excuse. My voice may seem hoarse. I have a sinus infection, and anyone who ever had that, you know, you could start coughing at any time. But I'm going to try my best to get through the program on tonight so that you could hear a word from God. I pray that each and every one of you had a great week and everything went well. And as always, we have to open our program with prayer. And I see that Madison has called in, and that really gets me excited. So if anyone would like to pray, you could press the 1 button on your phone, and I'll open your mic up. If not, I'll go to Madison. And I'm sure he would want to pray. Y'all going to have to bear with me and pray for me. I seem a little off. Been having a lot of medication, but we're gonna get through this in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Madison, I'm so glad you called in tonight. You would like to pray?
Yes.
Okay, you could begin.
God, thank you for this Wednesday at 8:30 that people are able to call in and listen to things about you, and that when you wake up in the morning that you feel good and tell people about what you've learned tonight and about things that you didn't know so you can spread the word all over the world. God, be pleased with that, and when you go to heaven, he'll be happy. And please be with my grandma while she's trying to do the program with her sinus infection. Please be with her and make her voice better as she's able to project her voice to a limit that she likes and a limit that you like, God. Please. And please be with us and lay our ears open wide so that we can listen to every detail and with every detail taken into our knowledge and be able to process that every day to know that we're with God and that God is protecting us. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, Madison, and thank you for praying for me. That was a beautiful prayer, and I thank you so much. I thank you so much, Madison. Would you like to say anything else before I close your mic?
Yes, I hope you like the lesson.
Okay. You be blessed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Good night. I'm sure you guys is getting used to my grandson, and you know that that's Madison Andrew Chambers. Right now, I'm going to play a song. I'm going to come back, and we're going to go through the lesson. For those who did not get the text that the lesson is coming from, 2 Peter 3:10-18, that's where the lesson is going to come from. So if you got your Bibles, get your Bibles and get ready. Once this song is played, I'm going to come back and we're going to go through the lesson. As always, it's a pleasure and an honor for me to be able to come to you guys on Wednesday after Wednesday, and you keep showing up and we explore the Word of God together. I'm just grateful. And I understand, as far as God allowing me to do this, that it's a privilege, and I don't take it lightly, you know. So my voice may not sound right, and every now and then I might start coughing, but I'm going to go on and trust God anyway. And we're going to listen to this record, and it's a nice record. It's say in the middle. They say no matter, the record is saying no matter what level or where you at in your life, the word of God said that he'll never leave you and he will never forsake you. So no matter what you're doing, he's saying I'm right in the middle of it. And I'm going to play this record and I'll come back and we'll do the lesson. Be blessed.
It seems hard to see, I guess, for you. And sometimes it's hard for you to see that I'm there with you. Oh, be strong, hold on, and know I'm right there in the middle. Oh,
when you cry.
Reminder to let us know that God is in the middle is in the middle of everything that we could do, all of our thoughts. You know, he's right there. You know, that should be an assurance to you to realize that God is always with you. He promised never to leave nor forsake you. But you got to believe it and you got to trust it. You know, at some point in our lives, we have to grow up and become mature and be to the point where as God said it, then it is. Not compromising and holding on one day and not holding on the next day. Figure this situation you could hold on, but the next situation is too big for you to hold on. We got to hold on to the confession of our faith. God has done everything necessary. God has given us enough evidence to know who he is and what he's working with. You don't have to second guess God. You don't have to wonder if he's going to show up. Look back over your life and think things really over. And you could see and have a testimony that God delivered you over and over and over and over again. And he didn't bring you this far to leave you. We have to realize things is going to happen in our lives. As I said on last week, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone. There's a cross for you and there's a cross for me. You see, because God said in his word that it rains on a just as well as the unjust. So things going to happen in our lives even though we love the Lord. But it's not so much what comes into our lives as how we deal with them. God said, I never designed nothing to be hard for you. But we in our little simple minds trying to make it up as we go think we afforded the privilege to do these things. You know, it gets to be sometimes burdensome or whatever. But let's just look at it as face value. God is the creator. He ordained and orchestrated everything before the foundation of the world. A couple of weeks back, we had the one on the Psalms 139. He said he covered you in your mother's womb. And then Isaiah 29:11 say he knows the thoughts he has towards you. Thoughts of good things and no evil. So at some point, we just have to say, God got this. God got this. And for us to get to this point, we have to know him. And God must have wanted that for you all, because that's not even the lesson, but it done brought me right to the lesson. You know, I don't understand why it all came out. But if it's for anybody, you know, God delivered it. But, and it led right up to the lesson. Hallelujah. The lesson tonight is Christian growth. It's coming from 2 Peter, 3rd chapter, 10 through 18 verse. For those who wasn't on the line earlier, I do have a sinus infection. That's why my voice is sounding this way. And, you know, with sinus infection, sometimes you could begin to cough. Sometimes you can control it and sometimes you can't. But I'm pressing for the mark. But that was last week's lesson. Paul said he was pressing for the mark of the prize, for the high calling. Hallelujah. Have your way in this place tonight, Holy Ghost. So our lesson tonight is 2 Peter 3:10-18, and our topic is Christian growth. And some of the things I was mentioning a little bit early when I was talking is saying, you know, to cap it all off, God done did it all. For you now here on this earth as well as your life in eternity. Because you're going to live again because you know his son. And if any one of you out there don't know Jesus and a partner of your sins, I suggest you answer the call of the Holy Ghost. and say, what must I do to be saved? But God has done his part. You know, we ain't going to be able to get to heaven. And they say when we get to heaven, we'll be able to, you know, talk to Jesus and, you know, ask questions or something like that. There'll never be a question of why you didn't. Oh, you know, you left me stuck out. You know, you're not going to ever be able to tell that to God, because everything that you need, he has already provided it. It's up to you to get yourself in position to receive it. Listen to me again. God has provided everything you need to live a righteous life, to receive the blessings that he has in store for you. God did it, but it's up to you to grow. Like the topic tonight, Christian girl, get yourself in position to receive the things that God has for you. You don't know what he has for you if you're not reading his word. His word tell you his will, and his word tell you his way. But yet you're not going to read the word of God and think you know. And that's the problem with so many people. They know of God, but they don't know God. Hallelujah. God wants an intimate relationship with each and every one of us. And it's time out for compromising faith. It's time out to giving God your crumbs of your time, the crumbs of your resources, the crumbs of your talent. He says it's time out for this, time out for that, because we know we're in the last days. And we really need to be about our Father's business. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to the lesson tonight because it won't let me. 1 minute. We got to grow up and mature. So I'm going to try to get in this lesson again. And I'm going to go with it. The topic tonight is Christian growth. When you read scriptures or study the Bible, you should ask what God is trying to say to you and why. Ask yourself who wrote it and why. Who did they write it to? See, we pick up the Bible and so many people say, well, you know, I picked up the Bible, I didn't know what to read. And when I opened it, it felt on something that just was for me. Because, you know, if you don't read it a lot, you know, anything you see, they're going to be for you. You know, but the point I'm saying is, reading the Bible is one thing, but studying the Bible is something else. So we have to learn to study. That's what the scripture said, 2 Timothy 2 and 15. That we should study to show ourselves approved, being workmen, not ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. Without studying, you can't divide the word of truth. You would just be reading and then looking at it as face value, and some things could be a metaphor, and some things could be something else. And some things will say one thing, but it means something else. That's what studying does. And then you should ask, how can you apply it to your life? The Bible is God himself talking to us. And he uses everything that he created to reveal what we should do or not to do. God gives examples so we can gain and not lose by others' mistakes. See, if we get smart enough to learn by the mistakes of others, we will really be saving ourselves. When Peter wrote this book, 2 Peter, it was several years after his first encounter with Jesus. This was the last known writing of Peter. And not long after he wrote this, he was marred, killed for his strong convictions for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, Peter was marred. And you say, well, how you know that, Sister Diane? But if you really read, and I think in the first chapter, Peter, he talking about he know his time is long. I mean, his time is short. And he's really, you know, you could, when we get to the scriptures, you could really see he's talking seriously to us. You know, this was the last writing of Peter. Then Peter was marred for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, Peter was the one in the Bible when Jesus said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You know, you can find that in Matthew 16 and 18. You know, so, you know, I like to give y'all a little peekaboo on the life of the characters or the writers of the Bible. It say, if we look at the life of Peter, we will realize that Peter was enthusiastic. Peter was strong-willed. Peter was impulsive. And at times, outright arrogant. And he had cheeks to be cocky. But Peter had a lot of strength as well. Because I just told you what Jesus told Peter, upon this rock I build my church. But with all of his strength, Peter had several failures in life. Now, Peter was arrogant, all of that, when Jesus went looking for him. Peter was minding his own business fishing. And Jesus called him. That's what I tell you all the time. We did not go looking for Jesus. Jesus came looking for us. Jesus knew he was arrogant, cocky, strong-willed, enthusiastic, arrogant. He knew all of that, but he chose him. So that's how you have to look at yourself, that God chose you just the way you were. And he had an intended purpose in mind for you. You see, God created all of us that he can get the glory. And he made all of the provisions for him to get the glory. But you got to cooperate. You see, Peter was the one who rebuked Jesus when Jesus told his disciples that he would suffer, be killed, then crucified. But in 3 days, he would rise. See, when Jesus told that to Peter, Peter wasn't ready for that. So Peter rebuked him. Oh, no, Jesus, that, you know, why are you talking that trash? You know, Peter, you know, riled up against Jesus. That was the Peter. Peter was the one when they came to get Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and they went to get, they grabbed Jesus because his time was ending, and Peter took out his sword, and he cut the soldier ear off, and he thought what he was doing was right. You see, Peter began to walk on water. When Jesus was walking on water, Peter said, can I come? He said, come. Peter started walking on water, but you see, he took his eyes off of Christ. And he sank. You know, the same Peter, after telling Jesus, I'll die for you. I'll give up my life for you. I will be with you to the end. You see that, Peter? But you see, when the rubber met the road and the volume got pumped up, that Peter became fearful. And because of that fear, he denied our Jesus 3 times. But through it all, that was things that was in Peter's life. But Peter kept pressing towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of Jesus Christ. You know, when all of us went, when Jesus called all of us was babes. But this, the Bible teaches us that it's our responsibility to grow. You see, we all fall short of the glory of God sometime in our lives. But we must do like Peter did. Fall down, get up, repent, and keep it moving. By continuing to grow in grace and the knowledge of God, Peter at some point became matured. And he takes a look back at his life. You know how sometimes you look at your life, you say, when I was doing this and doing this and doing this, and you could kind of judge where you are now. Peter took a look back over his life, and he realized, he said, you know something? When I rebuke Jesus, I was leaning to my own understanding. Because you see, the word of God teaches that. He said, you know, when I cut the soldier's ear off, now I realize that that battle was not mine, but it was the Lord's. You know, after studying, and Jesus had left, and they didn't understand, but they understood by and by, and they know that day had to come. And the word of God told them why. And then you could rejoice. You see? You know, the word of God told him, the Lord will fight your battles if you let him. And Jesus picked the man's ear up and put it back where it belonged. You see, when Peter sank, he realized now in his life, it's because he took his eyes off of Jesus Christ. We have to keep our sight on God and his son. That should be our goal in life. You see, when Peter, you know, probably after Peter had denied Jesus and Jesus was crucified and you know, he was buried and then he rose and he went and he showed himself for 40 days to all of these people, and you know, Peter was feeling real bad, I'm sure. And when Jesus, when the lady at the tomb saw the man, and she didn't know who he was, and then when she realized that it was Jesus, and he told her to go get the disciples. He said, go get the disciples and Peter. Now, that's how awesome God is. And he said, and Peter, because he knew everything, so he knew Peter's heart. Peter probably said, I done messed up so bad, I'm no longer a disciple. But when Jesus sent the lady to go get the disciples after he had appeared, he said, bring Peter. Come on now. What a mighty God we serve. You see, when he denied Jesus three times, it was because of fear. But through it all, the Lord who chose him before the foundation of the world continued to mold him into his intended purpose. You see, Peter now knows that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and a sound mind. And that at all times, no matter what we're doing, no matter what we face, through growing in Christian growth, we will always hold on to the confession of our faith. You see, Peter now understand when Jeremiah 29:11 was in the Old Testament, and that's what they were reading in the temple. But he now fully understand what Jeremiah 29:11 said. God said, for I know that the thoughts that I think towards you, say the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. That's not just for Peter, but it's for each and every one of us. Hold on. No matter what state you're in, your change is going to come if you love the Lord, because he's constantly working it out for your good. But you know, sometimes we in situations, circumstances, like the old people said, you can't see the forest for the trees. But that's not God's fault. get with God's program and allow God's program to get with you. Hallelujah. You see, God has a master plan for all of our lives. You got to remember, in the first place, he's in total control. And he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. We should be confident that he, this is a good one, it's from the book of Philippians. We should be confident that he which has began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You don't ever have to worry about if God's going to run out of supplies. Social Security may, but not God. You don't have to worry if God's going to allow the sun to stay in the sky. Come on now, y'all. Be confident that he that has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. We see that the word of God, which gives us the knowledge of God, the grace of God, which is activated by faith in Christ and allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us, we see what it did for Peter. And I gave y'all these examples to show you that, you know, Peter wasn't perfect. Peter wasn't sinless. Peter did a lot of wrong, but God kept working with him, and he's going to keep working with you. You got to show up. Get yourself in position to be helped. First of all, you got to know you need help. Because some people walking around think they got it all going on. They doing enough to please God. Yeah. They doing it any kind of way they want. They living any kind of way they want. And they think they got it going on and God is pleased. Get with God program and let God program get with you. And you got to remember, only what you do for Christ will last. Everything else is temporal. When we look at these verses, several things are noted. We know that Peter's life will be short-lived because in 1 Peter, as I said earlier, he said, you know, he talks about it. Peter is saying to us in these scriptures we're going to listen to tonight, read tonight. Peter wrote these scriptures. It's a part of his last writing. He's going to die very shortly by being marred because of his conviction for Jesus Christ. And Peter, after he got it right, so you know, he started loving on the brothers and he was loving on us even though he didn't know us. So, you know, many years back, he said, y'all get it right. He said, you got to grow. That's why the topic is Christian growth. Now, Peter said, you know, he's telling us from his experience, you know, how he was transformed and he kept growing and, you know, his shortcoming, but he kept going and for his mistakes and God forgave him and he kept going and now he's here and he's ready to die for Christ for true, and which he truly would. But he's saying, get it right. Now we're going into the scriptures. 2 Peter 3, I'm going to read 10, 11, and 12. They say, but the day of our Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein should be burned up. I think y'all understand that. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person are ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? He's saying the earth going to pass away. Everything is going to dissolve. What kind of conversations you need to be having now? Looking for and hasten unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Everything is going to pass away. The scripture is letting us know that. So we are waiting for Jesus to come back again. The scripture said that. So what should we be doing? So I'll give a little explanation for 10, 11, 12. Jesus is coming back, but no man know the hour. Then the questions was asked while waiting for his return. What manner of people ought we to be? He goes on to say everything as we know it will pass away. So this lets us know that only what we do for Christ will last. What are you doing with what Jesus has given us to be stewards of? You got to remember, everything belongs to God. When God wake you, when you breathe your breath, come on now, when you put your feet on the floor in the morning, everybody don't get to do that. So you should be just praising him for that, because everybody didn't wake up this morning. And some people woke up, but their legs didn't work. Come on now, y'all. You should ask yourself, what have you done for God lately with your time, your resources, your talents, and your money? Some think that they have time to get it right. In the meantime, they lean to their own understanding, making it up as they go, as if they are afforded the privilege to do that. Whenever, just like God had to tell Job, he asked Job, could you keep that the water inside the perimeters of the ocean where it don't overflow? He told him, did you ever make thunder roar? God told him, he said, maybe you did that and I just don't remember, so bring me up to date. Y'all got to realize that y'all didn't create nothing. God gave us a holy Bible, which is our daily instructions for daily living. We have to stop taking out the part we want and only doing the part we want, and justify why we're not doing the other part. You know, we get up and we go to church when we feel like it, and if we don't, we don't go. Because now everybody knows that we are the church. That's the church building, and that doesn't save you. So, you don't have to tell me that story, I know. But the Bible also said, if you read it and study and grow, that he said, don't forget to assemble yourselves with the fellowship of the body of Christ. You see, you could quote me that first part, but you don't know nothing about that second part because you read the Bible and you didn't study it, maybe. The Bible say that there will be people going to be ever learning but never coming into the truth. And their Christian growth going to really always be called shorty. You know, if they had a little girl come in my house right now, and she's 10 years old, but when she get in the house, she crawling. And a lot of people could be in my house and, you know, not making fun and not criticizing, you know. But if the question was asked, about the little girl, you know, I think everyone would agree say something ain't right. You know, she didn't grow maybe mentally, spiritually, or physically. You know, something just ain't right, because the normal thing is that you usually grow. So if you're a Christian, and last week's lesson was, I'm saved, now what? But if you're a Christian of God, and you look back over your life, and you're in the same place you was when you met him, I come to tell you tonight, something ain't right. You know, and these people who I told you that Christian growth would be called shorty, they have the audacity to be talking loud and saying nothing plenty of the time. Just because we love the Lord, it doesn't exempt us from pain, for it's all a part of his plan. Pain is used to mature us. It's never what comes our way But who we go through it with, and his name is Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. We should stop compromising and never stop growing in God's word, his will, and his work. You got to remember, it's not a process. It is a process, and it's not a destination. Because while you're alive, it's going to be your lifelong journey. To know this, you need the knowledge of God. Verse 13, 14, 15, and 16 says, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwell righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace. I'm going to start it over because it read kind of raggedy. And it says, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth. You see, we got to know the promise of God that's in the word of God, and you have to do that by getting studied. The verses of before say that the heavens and stuff is going to burn away, but the word of God promised us a new heaven and new earth, and that's what this scripture here is saying. He said, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, you should be looking for it if you know to look for it. They say, he said, but be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blemish. And account that long suffering of the Lord is salvation. Come on now. And account that the long suffering of the Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. Peter said, let me just tell you something. Paul done wrote 13 letters. He said, and I got 1st and 2nd Peter. He said, we're trying to give it to you so you could get it right. Hallelujah. That's why he mentioned Paul. And yes, Jesus Christ did suffer long for salvation, as they say right there. So we should be grateful because by us having and received salvation, Jesus suffered long. That's what Peter is telling you. He said, not only did I tell you, he's telling you Paul told you. Come on now. You see that in that scripture. They say, as also in all of his epistles, talking about Paul, he had 13, speaking in them of these things in which are some things hard to understand. So ain't nobody never told you had to understand it all. You just have to keep pressing through it all. He said, even though it's hard to understand, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrestle with it, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. But he said, just keep reading. You see, we see that God has promised us a new heaven and a new earth, and advise us to be diligent, grow so that we may be found in peace with him. You can't have peace with him unless you know him. Now, I ain't talking about know of him. I'm talking about know him. You should understand that God is not slow to give wrath. He is long-suffering, and it is his desire that all sorts of men be saved and is actively taking part in our Christian growth. And Peter mentioned Paul just to remind us. Come on now. Peter's saying, what I'm saying ain't nothing new. You've been hearing it from Paul. You've been hearing it from all of the gospel writers. Get with the program. If we look at verse 17 and 18, it say, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked, and you fall from your own steadfastness. What is he telling you? Don't give up. Don't give up. And don't fall from. And you'll see that'll never happen. How somebody could be Baptist for 20 years in their life and somebody from Jehovah's Witness knock on their door and tell them something about Jehovah's Witness and not a Jehovah's Witness. Don't tell me it can't happen. You have a boy you done raised for 40 years, and he go to jail, and you raised him Baptist, and he was holding on to the Baptist banner for all the time, all in Sunday school, and he go to jail, and within a week he's now a Muslim. So don't tell me it couldn't happen. But God said in those particular cases, they really hadn't accepted Christ. It's not like they had accepted in their heart. See, you could hold on to the banner for 15 years and never truly gave God your heart. So if that's applied for any of y'all, you better check it out. See, they didn't lose their salvation. They had never gained it because God looks at the heart, the attitude in which you accept him, and the intent. Come on now. So that's what he's talking about. He said, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. He said, but I'm going to tell you how to keep from doing that. And this verse 18 lets us know. He said, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said, to him be the glory both now and forevermore. Amen. Now, Peter wrote this here, this scripture, which was the last writings that came down from Peter. And not so long after that, if you do your homework, you'll see that Peter was marred. And how they was going to kill Peter, they was going to crucify him on a cross. But because Peter had grew and had begun loving on Jesus, it began to be thankful for what Jesus had done in his life. And he knew he had salvation waiting for him. Come on now, y'all. Peter said, do what you got to do. But Peter asked him one thing. He said, I know this is the inner road for me. He said, but for Christ, I'll die. He said, because to die for Christ is to live. Hallelujah, y'all. Come on now. And they came and they went to get Peter to crucify him on the cross. And Peter said, here am I. But Peter said, could you do one thing for me? He said, you know how they have you on the cross with your arms stretched out on both sides and your leg on top of the other one? You know how we've seen Jesus on the cross. He said, I'm going to ask you one thing. He said, take my cross and turn it upside down. He said, when you get me there, turn me upside down. He said, because I don't even feel like I'm worthy to even hang on the cross the same way that Jesus did. Now, that's reverence, and that's growth, because he was recognizing Jesus for who he truly was, and he was giving him glory and honor. And he didn't even believe he could be, he didn't even want to be crucified the same way. He was loving on Jesus. Yeah, he denied him. But sometimes your beginning has nothing to do with your end. And God said your latter going to be better than your beginning. Get with the program. You know? And I'm going to have to close. You know, I took up so much time, my time in the front. I had about some more, but it's all been said. The Holy Ghost had his way. So I'll say, therefore, since you know these things, Peter, that's what Peter is urging. And he said, Paul has told you, I'm telling you. He said, because you know these things, don't continue to be just a hearer of the word, but become a doer of the word. Stop allowing the word of God to get in your head and stay there. It's got to come to your heart before a change will take place. You must submit, obey, and learn to cooperate with the Holy Ghost for illumination and revelation so that it will enter your heart. Change take place in the heart, where the Holy Ghost dwells. Finally, he said, but grow in grace. You know, anytime a symptom's going to start with but, it's going to it's going to do a summary of what's already been said. Reiterate. He reiterated what has always been said. That he said in 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1st chapter. He said, and even take what Paul said. He said, but. He start that sentence off with but. He said, but grow in grace. That's your 18th verse. Look at it. But grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory forever. Amen. You see, Peter lets us know that it's all about growth. Christian growth is necessary for our walk with God. God has done his part by providing everything we ever need to live a righteous life. He never asks us to do anything without first providing the evidence that this is true. See, God gave us a lot of evidence. If you ain't got enough evidence to know God is real, something got to be wrong with you. And you see, God gives us evidence. God got evidence of who he is all in nature. When you look at a red ant on the floor, you better see God. You ain't never met nobody can make red ants. When you see the fish in the water jumping up and down, it's time to say God. You ain't never went to no place of business telling you they making whales. Man can only invent. God created. You see, man could take something that God already created, put two things together and make an invention. You see, but God is the only one that creates it, and man sometime invents. When you wake up in the morning and that sun in the sky, you need to be saying glory, hallelujah. And then when the sun go down and the moon come up, and in all of our lifetime, the sun ain't never, if you think God ain't got control, the sun ain't never try to be the moon, and the moon ain't never try to be the sun. Hallelujah. And as I close tonight, this world does not love nobody. And we should stop acting like it's our friend. And when you use world plenty times, the definition in the Bible for world is flesh. Okay? Don't govern your life by world standards, which are the things of the flesh. The scripture says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Do you believe it? And all these things shall be added unto you. So tonight I tell you, let your light so shine. And when the master return, he will be able to say, my good and faithful servant. He's going to tell you, hopefully, come on, baby. You never stopped growing in my word, my will, and you did my work. You held on to the confession of your faith. He said you went and you accepted my son. He said, and I got the glory. And he's going to tell you, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into rest. And everything that you did for me did last. So come on and get your reward. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. That's our lesson for tonight. That's our lesson for tonight. And I'm so glad I did the lesson, because the God gave me the lesson for you, but he just blessed me with the lesson. Hallelujah. because I got on here this, and I told you guys I didn't feel well, and I feel mighty doggone good right now. Yeah, I did cough sometime, but it didn't stop nothing. God is able. You got to get yourself in position to receive what he has for you. God is a good God. I just don't know what else to say tonight. But at this time, if anyone would like to make a, would add something to the program or talk about how good God is, or if you want to say something, or you want to sing, or you want to pray, or, you know, this is our Bible study. You know, this is for us. If anybody would like to pray, ask for prayers, sing a song, lead us out, anything, you could press the one button at this time. And since no one has, that's our program for tonight. And what I'm going to do right now is give us a closing prayer and a benediction. And I know a lot of people like the songs. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead on and play a song. Oh, someone pressed the button. He waited. Caller, your number is 504-975. Your mic is open and you can speak at this time.
Hey, Minister D, it's Pat Webb. I just wanted to let you know that I really, really enjoyed it. And sometimes you think when you've met a standstill in your life as far as Christ is concerned, you know, just knowing his word helps you to understand that, you know, it's a continual process. You know, we continually grow, you know, just like the grass grows and the flowers grow and all of that. And with the flowers and the grass, they need grooming. You know, they need to be tended to in order to keep growing, in order to be healthy. And so you never meet that standstill, not with Christ, because he wants you to know more. He wants you to do more, you know, and that's growing in grace and knowledge of him. And so I thank you for that lesson because it really, really enlightened me, and it motivates me to just keep going, because everything that you said was more work, and all work is not, you know, not bad. You know, it just lets you know that there is more work to do, and, you know, you have to do the work within you first in order to go out and help somebody else, you know, with the work that needs to be done. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. I love you so much.
I love you too, darling. And I thank you for the way that you used the illustration of the analogy of the growing things. And it brought something to my mind because I have a sermon, well, a Bible study that I talked some time ago. And the lesson was whatever you feed, that's what's going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I used the example I have hanging basket. And sometimes I walk right past him and don't give him water, right past him, right past him. And sometimes when I'm on the ball, we give him the water. You could see the healthiness in them. You know what I'm saying? You could see how they flourish when they get what they need, you know? And we have to realize, let's look at it this way. Thank you, Sister Webb, for bringing this up. Because you see, now we got a conversation and the Holy Ghost is putting more out there, what he want to be added to the lesson, and I thank him for it. But when you sit down, every day you get up, you wondering what you're going to eat because you feeding that flesh, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't let days go without feeding that flesh, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But you just like you feed your flesh, you got to feed your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we don't look at it that way sometimes. You feed your spirit, you're supposed to feed your spirit. But God just, and Peter is, you know, really, really serious, you know, like, I hope y'all get this. You know, he was letting us know how important it is for us to have a desire to want to grow. It's the bottom line point. But I thank you, Sister Webb, so much for tuning in, and I thank you so much for your words that you added to the program. And you be blessed. And I love you.
I love you.
All right. Is it anyone else would like to say anything? Well, I'm going to do something. I know Sister Pat is Sister Pat.
Yes,
Sister
ma'am.
Pat, would you mind leading us out in prayer tonight?
No, ma'am, I wouldn't.
You can start.
I'm ready.
You up.
Dear God, thank you for what has transpired through your word. Thank you for increasing understanding and wisdom and knowledge, God, that we can grow in grace and knowledge in you, God. God, we want to ask that you bless the teacher and give her continual grace, God, that she continues to do this, God. God bless her endeavors. And, God, we know that the enemy tried to stop her from doing what you wanted her to do, God, but you prevailed, and she did it anyway, and she did it with fervence, God, all in the glory and reverence to you. Thank you for everybody that's on this line who tuned in. And, God, we pray that they received everything that you needed them to receive. It may not have been in the same way that I received it, but for whatever reason you wanted them to hear it, they did. And your word will not go void, God. And we thank you for that. Continue to bless our days, our weeks, our month, God. Thank you for what you've done in the past and what you're doing so far, God, and in our future, God. Continue to bless and touch each and every one of us. Touch our teacher, God. Touch her lungs. God, heal her from this cough that she can go on and continue what you will have her to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I thank you so much, darling. Thanks. And again, Vaughn, you know, you're just ready with that prayer. The Bible teaches us we should always be ready. Thank you so much. And I think Miss Elyria, the lady who's been singing for us, is on the line. If she would like to sing, it is now 9:33. We have had the benediction prayer if someone has to leave. But if Miss Elyria, if you would like to sing, Miss Elyria, tonight.
You press me in?
Yeah, you in.
Oh, okay.
All right, you can
no
go
problem.
Ahead. You in.
I was running late. I was at my rehearsal tonight earlier, so that's I tuned in later. But I caught it. I caught the message. We have to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm gonna do something. People doubt the Lord. They don't believe in His word. They try to make you think that God is dead, but He's so real in my soul today. He has washed all my sins away. Jesus love just bubbles over in my soul. He's so real in my soul today. Jesus, walk. Jesus loves you, bubbles over in my soul. Yes, it does. He's so real. The Lord is real in my soul today. He has washed every one of our sins away. Jesus, his love just bubbles over in my soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much. I thank everyone who called or took a part in it, and everybody took a part, because if you didn't say nothing, you was listening. I thank God for each and every one of you. And I do, I don't take it lightly, and I know it's a privilege, and I thank God. But I pray that each and every one of you have a great week coming up, and that we pray for one another. Pray for Wednesday night Bible study people. You might not know the names, but we all come together that we could all grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord, that we could be at peace with him. Pray for one another. And as I go ahead and close, I just want you to know that God loves you, and so do I. And if the Lord says the same, I'll meet you back here next Wednesday, same time, same station. Good night, everybody. Be encouraged. And if you need to, encourage yourself. That's our program for tonight. God be with you until we meet again. Amen, and thank God.